Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful day. I give you praise again for your wonderful word. I thank you that you are God who is faithful. You are God who is full of mercy. You are God, hallelujah, who is full of kindness, who extends his warmth of love across the nations of the world and across to your people. I give you thanks for giving us another opportunity this morning. And so, Lord, we come before your holy presence. We come as we are to hear what you have to say to us today. We thank you for the anointing. Now I pray that my tongue will be as that of a ready writer to speak as oracles of heaven, to declare only what you say, Father. I thank you for the anointing, and I give you the praise for everyone who is listening, including me. Father God, that we have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today. For it is in Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 4. And some of this may come on the screen. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. We're going to read verse 16 through 21. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through 21. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read in New King James Version. And our subject today, we are talking about the mission of Jesus Christ on the earth. Why are we celebrating this great time? And are we on course as to the reason why Jesus came? Do we understand why he came? Hallelujah. So I'm going to read from starting from verse 16. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Jesus was brought up in Nazareth. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. That is Isaiah 61, by the way. That is what he opened. Jesus opened the book of Isaiah chapter 61. Hallelujah. And what does the Bible say in Isaiah 61? And the Bible continues to say here, in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Everybody say to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Everybody say brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives and to recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Jesus preached a message of salvation. It included repentance and faith. It included righteousness and concern for the poor. It included deliverance from sin and sickness. It included good news of the coming kingdom and the final triumph of good. It was a comprehensive message of salvation. It was a complete package that could affect all aspects of life. There is not a part in our lives that the gospel does not touch. Our clothings, our homes. As a matter of fact, the Bible says it is the goodness of the Lord that leads men to repentance. What is your condition today? If you're watching online, are you living in poverty? Then Jesus speaks directly to you. I'm talking about spiritual poverty. He wants you to believe and enjoy the benefits of salvation. Are you wealthy? Jesus loves you as well. Being his disciple is demanding that your wealth is not a priority, that your money is not a priority, that the things that belong to you on the earth is not a priority. God has blessed me, but those material things cannot be a priority. The priority is the kingdom of God. The priority is the salvation. It's faster to know that I am secure. I will tell my sons the same. Whatever you are pursuing, the priority is not in your degrees, is not in whatever you are pursuing for the other benefits. The priority is that your heart is living right with Jesus Christ, that you are born again, that you say Jesus is Lord, that you can bless the Lord, hallelujah. You can be up in the morning, 1 o'clock, and start magnifying the Lord and say, Lord, I love you. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for coming so I may have life and have it more abundantly. I love you, Jesus, and worship him with from your heart. That is the priority. That is why Jesus came. That's why we celebrate this season. It's because we are reminded he came. Yes, he was in a manger, but don't stop at the manger and see all those wise men kneeling and bringing all the good gifts. But let me tell you something. There was something beyond the gift. It was a hallelujah at Calvary. The blood was shed. I would like to talk about Calvary. You know, we emphasize about the cross only during Easter, in the month of April. But I'm telling you right now, the bigger picture with God was not the baby in a manger. The bigger picture was the salvation of mankind, the deliverance of mankind, hallelujah, to bring all people into the kingdom of God. And as your families gather this Christmas season, how can we pray them into the kingdom of God? How can you spend time? Some people don't even pray. Even during these good turkey dinners, we gather and we start eating. You don't even thank the one who has given you the turkey. You don't remember. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just letting that sit a little bit, that soak in. Because somebody's going to be praying tomorrow quick. When you pray for the turkey, pray for your brother and your sister. No, this is serious business. It's not a loving matter. Let me tell you something. As much as I would love to love this, it is serious. Because do you know, there are some people who not see tomorrow. There are people, this is serious, there are 7 billion people on the earth. And many have gone shopping, and many have gifts under the Christmas tree. Thank God for all that. But there are many who will not open those gifts tomorrow. Think about it. They'll be gone. Heaven or hell is a breath away. This is not a playing games matter. I may be the only one preaching this morning. I don't care. But I know heaven. And God has revealed himself to me. And I know he wants me to stand. Am I perfect? No. And represent him and say, time is rounding up. Time is almost up for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are on the verge. We are on the last hour. This is the last rake. And if you want to know for real, read Matthew chapter 24. Kingdoms rising against kingdoms. Earthquakes, famine, all these things. Matthew chapter 24 is prophetic about the end time. Even believers fighting each other. There is so much going on right now because people are forgetting that it is the life of Jesus. And the devil is wanting to win many to go to him with him in hell. We need to proclaim the release to the captives. Amen. Jesus is concerned about the, not only the sinners, but the captives. We can think of this as prisoners of war. You know, there are people who have started their journey with the Lord, but they have gotten discouraged. They have been imprisoned by the enemy. And they are in between two decisive things. Am I going to give fully myself to the King of Kings? Or am I going to just live like the way I am living right now? Just during days of Jesus on the earth, he was concerned primarily with those who were enslaved by Satan. They were prisoners of Satan in a spiritual war. And millions of people today are Satan's captives. They are under Satan's influence. Some may be captives of habits, attitudes, lifestyles that they cannot control. Some people cannot control their temper. Some people cannot control some things. They range. And God, Jesus, is concerned. But I have something to tell you here. Those people, Jesus did not say they are almost on the same equal as those in the spiritual darkness. Some believers are captives of oppressive forces. And this is also a form of enslavement by Satan. Because oppressors are the servants of Satan. Some researchers, people who do research, estimate that there are more persecuted Christians today than ever before in the history of the church. Jesus is concerned. That's why he came. And the only thing that's going to set people free, if you are pastor, minister, prophet, don't preach your own theory. Don't preach your own traditions. Don't preach anything else but the message of love and the message of truth, the word of God. The word of God is what's going to set people free. If you refuse to preach this word, you'll be answerable. And the blood of the people, I don't care whether you have 20, 30, 50, 100,000 people, it will be on your hands when you appear before the judgment throne of God. This is from the Spirit of the living God. Tell people the truth and let the people decide. What is it that they want? Do they want to be pampered with just little things to make them feel good? Or do they want to know for real? I'm telling you why Jesus came. Do you really want to know that? Because Jesus, the Spirit sent Christ to proclaim release to the captives. This message of truth. And you know that Jesus' ministry on the earth, he encountered Satan many times. But he also delivered people spiritually from all forms of Satan's oppression. We can see what happened there in Luke chapter 4, verse 35 through 35. I mean, 33 through 35. That soon after speaking in Nazareth, he went down to Capernaum, however you pronounce it. Yes, thank you. And he encountered a man who had the spirit of unclean demon. You remember that story? Verse 33 says, you can open your Bibles. I'm going to probably close with this scripture here. Luke 4, verse 33. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by the spirit of unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What business do we have with each other? Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. This is the demon crying out. Verse 35 says, but Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst of the people, he came out of him without doing him any harm. That's a different translation from what you may be reading from. But that is this real. When you encounter people that have demons, that are under such influences, people are good people, but there's spirits in them. Many of you will be sitting around the table with the people, your brothers, your sisters, and your friends that may not be acting right. And we hasten to conclusion of judging people. But it's the spirit in them. And you have to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every oppressive spirit. I bind every spirit that comes against my brother, my sister, that is oppressing them. That is the spirit of divination. Whatever it is, the spirit, you call it, the Holy Ghost will reveal to you. And bind that. Spend some time, if you are a believer, by the way, before the table is set, and pray for those you are going to sit around with. And then you see the glorious deliverance of the Lord. Usually, as a matter of fact, clean the blood over that turkey. Right. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. I would if I were you. Right. Nobody going to eat my turkey without having some. Clean the blood of Jesus. When they eat this turkey, they're going to. Now you have to understand, when Jesus was on the earth, he did not empty the jails, right? There was an occasion where Peter, of course, something happened. Jesus was already gone. But he did not empty the jails, though. He did not get involved in political affairs and set prisoners of war free. But he proclaimed the good news. So, we are not called to go and try to set and bring everybody out. But we are called to preach the truth. Ministers, you are called to preach the truth. Tell people the truth. Tell people that there is real hell. Brother Julius, there is real hell. There is real heaven. And the choice is yours. Whether people like it or not, because at least you are helping them and you are doing the work of the Lord. Because if we continue to tell people, you are okay, you are so sweet, yeah. Hallelujah, enjoy the turkey, don't worry. Yes. I'm going to enjoy the turkey with you. But Jesus is real. My gosh, why did I stay on this? So, if you're watching online, in closing, what is your habits? What are you enslaved with? Habits. Thoughts that you cannot control. There are people that have thoughts that come and they cannot control those thoughts. Bible talks about bringing every high thought that exalts itself above the name of the Lord into captivity. Are you controlled by circumstances that are overpowering you? We need to understand that God can set us free, but we have to cry out to him. We really have to cry out to God. I'm going to pray with you, especially those who are watching online. And as we enjoy, like I started saying this morning, early in the beginning of this message. As we sit around with your family, as a matter of fact, I encourage you to start praying for those people now. Start praying for those that you know they are going to invite you or they are going to be on the table with you tomorrow. And remind them that it was not only Jesus on the manger. Yes, he was born. And yes, hallelujah. I don't want to go specific to when he was born. A lot of people think it was 3 o'clock on Sunday. But the most important is not the emphasis of the hour and the day. It's the reason why he came. That you and I may have life and have it more eternal. More abundantly. And I want to pray. I want to actually release a prophetic prayer into the homes of people who will be watching or listening to this. And those who are here, first priority is here. That this season, come up with new revelation. That you will be filled with the fear of the Lord. Now, what do I mean by that? We are people walking and they don't have fear of the Lord. They don't care. Next time you know, you're going to see people walking down the road cursing Jesus. They already, some of the heathen people there use the name of Jesus in vain. Now believers going to start just using the name or disrespecting the power of God. I'm telling you, this is the last hour. But we have to stay standing. But are you going to be the one who is going to be used by God on that dinner table? And it's not only tomorrow, but any day we are sitting around with brothers and sisters eating or breaking bread together. We're going to break the bread together in a few minutes. What is your mission there? What is your mission on that table? What is your mission when you have people around you? What is your mission when your neighbors are around and they're inquiring from you? Do you talk about everything else and exclude Jesus? I think it's time for us to include Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I have spoken your word. And yes, this is a season. It's a sensitive season. Where many are going to be gathering with people they may not even have been together for many years. Many, if they have not received phone calls, they will receive phone calls from people they have not heard them about them for a while. But Lord, rekindle the fire. Kindle that fire in us so we can share. Give us a platform by your power and by your Holy Spirit, like Apostle Peter, to share the true reason for this season. I speak empowerment over my brothers and sisters here today. The Lord God Almighty will be empowered by your Holy Spirit to declare the truth. That they will not be ashamed. And at the end of the day, at the end of the dining, they will say, I'm so glad I spoke out. Father, I speak boldness to speak the truth. And then they will say, I told you the truth. Now you decide. So Father, I thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, now you are watching. We don't like to close our service without giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. If you are listening via the podcast or you watch this online and you do not know Jesus Christ, it is your moment and your time to not only celebrate his birth, but to know that he came and died for you. So I'm going to pray this prayer with you right now. And you're going to repeat this prayer with me. And I want you to mean it with your heart. I don't want you to pray this as just a religious form of prayer. I want you to mean it with your heart. You may be sitting there, driving or whatever, but pray meaning it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I invite you. Come into my heart. You know my heart. I have sinned against you. I repent. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Today, I made a new declaration that I will serve you. I will live for you the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for writing my names in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, that I'll get to see you again face to face. From today on, I'll declare that you are my Savior and you are my Lord. In Jesus' name. If you pray that prayer and you mean it from your heart, it is that symbol. He has come, he is inside of you now, and you go tell friends. Tell friends, listen, something has changed in my life today. I'm not the same person you saw yesterday. So declare and celebrate. We overcome by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And I want to tell you that you just declare Jesus and just share. Go sharing the good news. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now we going to release those online, but we are going